American colleges and universities are fast becoming training grounds not only for members of the U.S. Olympic team, but Olympians from other countries. A recent example of this was at the National Collegiate Athletic Association Track and Field Championships in Austin, Texas. Among the many top athletes competing there, 230 came from countries other than the United States. Many of these athletes will face each other starting on Friday in events at the IAAF World Athletics Championships in Doha, Qatar. Clyde Hart directs the track and field program at Baylor University in Texas. Hart has worked with many Olympic champions at Baylor. "We are the minor leagues for our track and field in this country to get to the next level," he said. College athletes are a big part of American success in winning medals at the Olympic Games. At the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, 176 medal winners came from U.S. college programs, the Associated Press reports. Most of these men and women came from big universities that belong to conferences, groups of schools that compete against each other. These conferences negotiate deals for television broadcasts of college football and basketball games. The TV deals provide them with hundreds of millions of dollars. That money is used, in part, to pay for other sports which do not earn a lot of money or actually lose money. Max Siegel is the chief executive officer of USA Track and Field, a group that seeks to improve sports in the United States and other countries. "We all benefit by collaborating," Siegel said. "We take pride in that." I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.